Jobs in the information technology sector have been a big deal in the American economy for some time now, and lately there's been a lot of attention going to some of the informational raw material behind our smartphones, tablets, and computers, the programming language, also known as the code. A computer coding class in Milwaukee called DevCode Camp is expanding due to high demand for businesses.
There are more than 300 of these coding boot camp-style programs around the country. The schools offer time-intensive, months-long programs that give students hands-on experience with the latest computer technologies and trends.
We're joined now by DevCode Camp's Vice President of Operations and Program Operations, Paul Jerovitz. Paul, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, tell us a little more about how this works. How does a boot camp in coding differ from, say, going and getting a traditional degree in computer science?
Well, like you had said in the open there, the first and most obvious difference is the time that it takes to be able to get this accomplished. Our students come in, and in 14 or 20 weeks, they are now qualified to be a junior developer. And that doesn't mean that we skimp on any of the actual material. What we do is we just focus all day, every day on coding, and it is project-based. It is hands-on, heads down, and our goal is to make an extremely relevant software engineer in a short period of time, and our hiring partners would agree that it works.
And this is a full-time gig when you sign up for a class, right? Like, I mean, we're talking 40, 50 hours a week, right?
Yeah, we have a full-time offering that is actually 50 to 60 hours a week.
Wow.
And then we have a part-time offering that is right around 30, 35 hours a week. I would not suggest having a full-time job during the full-time program. This is your full-time job.
Now, for people not familiar with computer code, when somebody sits down day one of this class, what kind of things are they learning in that 50, 60 hours a week?
Well, we start everybody at the fundamentals. We want to make sure that everybody understands how to be an efficient, effective coder. And what we want to make sure that you come to the table with is a good foundation, regardless of what technologies you're using or what languages you're coding in. We start everybody from the ground up, but we accelerate extremely quickly. We ease into this with a language called Python, and then we get into the heavy lifting, which is our C#.NET focused portion of the program. And we picked that language because it is extremely important to businesses in Wisconsin. A lot of these boot camps that you had mentioned focus on a lot of different technologies, some that sometimes lend themselves to a more accelerated learning setup. But it was our goal to make sure that we were creating people that could get jobs in Wisconsin.
Now, we encounter code a lot in our daily lives without being aware of it. I don't know what's under the hood in this tablet I'm looking at right now. So how does code play out in our lives? What does it do for us?
Well, I think there's this common misconception that software engineers or coders are these like super math whizzes, and you've got to be this like very, very, have this very scientific brain. What you need to be is you need to be a problem solver. And I think, you know, like you said, there's software everywhere. It's in our cars, it's in our phones, it's in our TVs. And somewhere out in this world, somebody's creating that code. And these people are typically people that look at something and look at it a little bit in a different way and decide that they're going to make this better for us, or they're going to make it easier, more convenient, or it's going to be faster or smarter. We've had people come to us with no coding experience, but they just had a mindset of wanting to solve problems, create meaningful things, and they wanted to be able to make this their career. Ultimately, I don't think there's really any limitations as to what software can do. It just becomes more important in our lives.
Talking to Paul Jerovitz from DevCode Camp. It's a coding boot camp, giving prospective programmers a quick start, a jump start for hopefully a future career. So what kind of accreditation is out there? There are all these companies, including yours, your license, as I understand it, but not accredited. Why did you go that way?
Well, we decided to decline it simply because it handcuffs us. We are not able to react as quickly as we would like, and it hurts our students, Our hiring partners don't like it when we can't make changes quickly. As you know, technology changes very quickly, and we need to be able to adapt. That is, you know, another one of the differences between a program like ours and, say, a 2 or 4 year degree is we've created a real life environment here. Our students come out extremely relevant. If there is a technology that companies are using today, our students are using it. They're familiar with it. They're busily on their way to mastering it, as opposed to learning about theory. And you know, we spend probably 20% of our time discussing and lecturing, but the balance of that, the 80%, is actually coding. So the main reason was we didn't think it really benefited the student. We weren't able to change as quickly as we'd like. Sometimes these things can get caught up in pushing paper around for 6 to 12 months, and we wanted to do better by our students.
Now, the program started small, as I understand it, with a summer pilot program. Do you know how the students are doing now, the graduates of that first incarnation?
They are doing great. We had a meetup last night where we were teaching some beginners HTML and CSS, and we had a couple of the graduates come after their work. They're working at places like Xiwave and Tricep Solutions. They are right out of the gate becoming an extremely productive member of the team, because they did live through this 50 to 60 hour a week, fully immersive, intense program. So when they got out into the real world, it was almost like they had been working for that company for the past 3-4 months. What we're finding is if you are a person who is hardworking and you have an aptitude, you know, you're a sharp person and you think this might be a good avenue for you, if you put forth the effort and get through it, there are jobs out there. There is no doubt. And it's not just in the tech hubs that we think of, like, you know, San Francisco and Portland and Austin. Milwaukee has plenty of jobs. One of the easiest things there was to do with putting this program and getting it up and launched was building the hiring network. And it's not because, you know, we had some magic wand or a magic potion. It was just there are a gigantic amount of jobs available and not enough people. So, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says there's about 1 million software development jobs out there today. We're going to add another 250,000 in the next 10 years. I think that's a low estimate, but ultimately, you know, the demand is what makes something like this successful. The demand with a combination of the right student and the right instructors, putting all those together, it's a win-win-win for everybody.
Now, Paul, when I was a kid, we had BASIC. I was able to play with it enough to learn that I would not be a programmer. I didn't have that level of attention to detail. Since then, though, I've heard that our equipment, our technology is so high-tech, it doesn't give kids, youth, the access to coding, to start tinkering and start learning it at an early age. Do you think that's changing? Are there any efforts out there to make that sort of thing available to kids before they're hitting boot camp stage like yours?
I think it's only a matter of time before Milwaukee gets caught up with things like the Hour of Code and Code Academy, and you know, a lot of these free online resources for kids. We're actually putting together a program with some grade schools in the area where we're going to invite kids in and teach them some of the basics of coding and get them interested in it and show them that, hey, you can make a career out of this and you can dig into it at an early age. You know, it was one of the initiatives that we wanted to put together was sharing this knowledge with, you know, young, old, and everybody in between.
Now, you've mentioned we're not talking scientific super geniuses needed in these jobs. You mentioned hardworking. What else, if there was a core personality type or maybe job trait for someone to be successful in this line of work, what would it be?
I would say the most critical thing to bring to the table is you have to be persistent. You know, our instructors understand that, you know, sometimes coding is a series of failures until you finally figured it out, and then you've got the coder's high. If you're somebody who throws their hands up at every little issue and walks away and tries to find somebody to fix it for you, this will be miserable for you. But if you're somebody who clears the calendar and sees a problem and decides you're not getting up from that chair until you've come up with a solution, then it's probably going to be a great career for you.
So it's Sudoku star might be a good fit.
You got it. You know, somebody that's looking at it and thinking, huh, okay, maybe I just need to look at this a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I'm not walking away until I come up with a solution to the problem. And that's the first thing we look for in our students. It's not math or science or any of these other things. It's tell us a little bit about your problem-solving abilities and techniques.
We'll leave it there. Paul, thanks so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it.
That was Paul Jerovitz telling us about Milwaukee's coding boot camp, DevCode Camp, and the rising trend of these schools nationwide.